All eyes will be on Westminster this weekend as the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson tries to get his withdrawal agreement through the House of Commons tomorrow. He agreed the plan with the European Union yesterday morning. The UK is due to leave the EU in 13 days. The new plan would keep the North aligned with the EU customs and single market rules after Brexit. But Mr. Johnson does not have a working majority in the House. He needs 320 votes to get the agreement through. But he definitely won't have the votes of the 10 DUP MPs. They have said they will vote against it. We'll talk to Geoffrey Donaldson on the programme after eight. We can talk now to our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman. So, Tommy, the DUP, despite the pleas from many quarters, they're not for turning.
I'd say they're still angry. They feel let down over what happened yesterday. I suppose they were used to what often happens in Northern Ireland, is that you push and you push and you push, and if you're not getting your way, you can actually postpone matters. But I felt that they were in a game that was beyond their control yesterday. Boris Johnson had his slot. If you looked, say, at some of the key players yesterday, like Donald Tusk and Jean-Claude Juncker, you know, they're in the departure lounge already. And you had all these delegations preparing to travel from EU member states. As far as they were concerned, there was a deal in place that had been negotiated between the British and the EU's negotiating team. And the DUP just couldn't stop that momentum. So there will be anger in DUP circles. But you note, the article Arlene Foster has written in the Belfast Telegraph. I think they will certainly vote against Boris Johnson tomorrow. So the big, it's going to come down to who is going to support him. Is he going to get some people from Labour benches? And, you know, he lost over 20 people from his own ranks. Well, he threw them out. You know, he abandoned them because he felt they had let him down. And what I was hearing last night from some of them, just watching the different news outlets, is I think he's going to get a lot of them back. But even if he loses, like, what's your own instinct this morning? What's the instinct of most of our listeners? A chapter has closed in this in some respects. And already, I'd say, Boris Johnson is looking to a general election. He's feeling the mood in the country, the relief that's in the country, just like there's a relief on the island of Ireland that we're not going to have a hard border. And I'd say even if he loses tomorrow, Boris Johnson is feeling, look, I think I'm going to win a general election. And from an Irish perspective, and this is quite interesting, Boris Johnson is also thinking of the trade deal that has to be negotiated. And one of the reasons why he has this new relationship with his next door neighbour, I suppose through the personality and the presence of Leo Varadkar, is who'll be across the table in the trade deal negotiations? One Phil Hogan.
And in relation to the DUP and the election, you would have to wonder how their stance will be judged in any general election that is due. And if that withdrawal agreement does scrape through the House of Commons tomorrow, they might breathe a sigh of relief.
Well, I'd say, thing about an election is nobody wants it until, you know, it's coming. And then, of course, you know, people tug out and they go for it. And the good thing about an election to a fixed-term parliament is if you get a mandate, well, you should be in there for the full term. So that's the way the DUP would see it. OK, they have 10 seats at the moment. You can see in a number of constituencies where I'm speaking to you from South Belfast, where Emma Little Pengelly, you know, is in a constituency that was over 60, almost 70% for remaining. She's going to be up against Claire Hannah, will be the main candidate that she'll be fighting against from the SDLP. That's a tricky one for the DUP. But most of the 10, I'd say, will be returned. And I'd say what the DUP are really looking at, and remember, who's their leader? It's Arlene Foster. Arlene Foster is a devolutionist. Arlene Foster is not running in a Westminster election. I'd say Arlene Foster is in her bones. I'd say she's looking back, or she's looking forward to getting back to work at some stage in the power-sharing assembly. And I think that now that Brexit is out of the way, particularly in Sinn Féin, because it's hurting them down south, it's hurting them up north not to be in a power-sharing assembly, I'd say already they're thinking, well, look, the Brexit stuff is going to be ongoing. Some of the worst decisions, hardest decisions are made, toughest ones. And I'd say they're already, the natural instinct is to look, well, where can we win? Am I going to get back to work? And I'd say that's the mentality of a lot of DUP members.
Yeah. And 30 MPs, they've signed a petition to recall the assembly on Monday. And on Monday, of course, is the deadline after which new laws on abortion and same-sex marriage come into effect from Westminster. But 30 MPs signing a petition to recall the Assembly, that won't be enough to stop that, will it?
You can write that one off on Monday. There'll be an element of theatre to it. You'd need, to have a speaker nominated and agreed. You'd need a deputy and first minister looking forward to doing, buying into doing that. Sinn Féin and the SDLP have said they will not be participating. So that simply won't happen. You won't see the revival of the Assembly. You'll have, I'd say, the DUP there with some of their allies. You'll have a lot of people voicing genuine concerns about what's happening over abortion. But abortion will be decriminalised in Northern Ireland on Monday night. Same-sex marriage will become legal first thing on Tuesday morning. And I think where that issue is at, Audrey, from now on, is the measures that will be brought in, the provisions to allow the termination of pregnancy. And I don't think that there's the support in Northern Ireland to have the most liberal across-the-water provisions come in. I think Northern Ireland's sentiment is much closer to what you have south of the border, ironically, and I think that's where the debate will be. But I think the prospect of getting power-sharing up and running in the next few months, I think that has been raised considerably. And in fact, Simon Coveney and Julian Smith would have attempted in these days before Monday to get it up and running if they thought the appetite was there, but their calculation was no.
But I heard him with Miriam last night on primetime saying he was concerned about the relationship with unionists on this island, and he realised that they have a job of work to do to restore trust.
Look, you heard, I don't know if you saw the full news conference, Sean Whelan was at it in the House of Commons involving Arlene Foster and Nigel Dodds yesterday. They were so, so frustrated and angry. And the obvious thing to do in that situation is blame the Irish, because they have to, I suppose, have an ongoing relationship with Boris Johnson. Part of their, I suppose, anger with Ireland is in some respects they helped the introduction of Boris Johnson and Leo Varadkar. In the course of matters, you hear things from the DUP, and in my relationship, my working relationship with the DUP, they've never told me a lie. They've never given me a bum steer. They're tough, but if they tell you something, generally it turns out to be true. And I know that the DUP were working, like, say, for instance, Arlene Foster's visit south of the border, the conversation she had with Leo Varadkar. But the very fact of Boris Johnson coming over to Dublin, where things really got off the ground with Leo Varadkar, the DUP encouraged that.
Okay.
And it was at a time, Audrey, when the likes of Cummings, Boris Johnson's chief advisor, was very lukewarm about it.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Tommy, for now. Tommy Gorman, our Northern editor in Belfast, 7:20.